I'm Vanessa Shaw and I'm the head of dietetics at Great Ormond Street. I run a department of 24 dietitians, and if your child comes to outpatients or is admitted to the ward, you're very likely to see one of my team. We have children with gut disorders, kidney failure, children who need heart surgery, children with neurological conditions, metabolic disorders. The whole range of illnesses will pitch up at Great Ormond Street, and most of those children will need to have some nutritional input, and that's where the dietitians come in. So today I'm going to see a little girl who's about 15 months of age. She has had poor kidney function since birth, and a very large part of her treatment is having a special feed. Hello, Anna. Let's just start off today by getting Lara weighed, shall we? And then we can go into the consulting room and get cracking.
Great, thanks.
We always get a child's height and weight and plot them on their growth charts so that we can see whether they're thriving. We'll then check how they're coping with their feeding, and then we'll just intervene to make things better if they're not reaching their targets.
Okay, Lara, just stand under here for me. I'm just going to see how tall you are. There's a good girl. Okay, I'm just going to bring this gently down your head.
We will give parents advice about using home foods if possible, or special prescribed foods if that happens to be the case. But the main thing is to try and integrate the child into the family's way of eating so that they don't feel left out and isolated because they happen to be on a special diet. So we've had a look at Lara's height and her weight this time. And her weight has gone up a bit, 200 grams.
Oh, okay.
So how are the feeds going?
She's actually trying more foods, picking more foods up and playing with them.
Children can be very fussy eaters, and I'm sure lots of parents, particularly the terrible twos as it's called, will have this experience in their own homes where kids just want to eat maybe a Marmite sandwich. And you think, how on earth can these children survive when they're having such a limited diet? So wherever possible, we'll always try and concentrate on children's favourite foods and include those into any dietary regimen that we have to prescribe for them. Okay, so we'll check everything in 5 weeks' time then. And as usual, if you've got any queries in the meantime, just give me... I think one of the great things about Great Ormond Street is that everybody in the team just wants to work together to make the best life possible for the child. And it's very rewarding for me, because I've been here for nearly 30 years, to see children grow and develop and actually go on to school and even go on to university. And it's wonderful to think that you've been part of that, because they may have had lots of fancy treatments like heart surgery, but actually if you don't feed a child and make sure they're adequately nourished, then they're not going to do as well. And we want them to be normal size adults, and they won't be normal size adults if they haven't been fed well whilst they've been babies and young children.
You've been listening to a podcast produced by Great Ormond Street Hospital in November 2010. If you've enjoyed listening to this, visit our website to hear more interviews from people who work here. This podcast does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.